B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Yomud Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 12 lines from the top of the Omud. And we saw in the previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled, Omud Aleph, that the 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would be in the Lishkas HaPalhedrin, that's where he would be dwelling, but there were certain avoidos that he would do, and we learned that in the Mishnah before. Continues our Mishnah, Mosru loy zakenim miziknei Beis Din, from the elders of the Beis Din, they would make available to the Kohen Gadol, and Rashi says this was on each of the 7 days before Yom Kippur. V'kairin lefon of Beseda Yom, and they would read to the Kohen Gadol from the Parasha Zacharemos, which speaks about all the halachas of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. V'omrim loy, and these elders from the Ziknei Beis Din, they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master the Kohen Gadol, Kro ata beficha, you read it with your mouth. Shemom shachachta, because maybe you've forgotten something, or yishemo lo ilomadata, or maybe you hadn't learnt it, in order that he should be familiar with the avoida. And he should be familiar with the avoida, he should be familiar with the animals that they were going to pass in front of him, and all the korbonis, he should know exactly what's ahead of him, and what he's supposed to be doing. That was the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Erev Yom HaKippurim. Now we're moving to Erev Yom Kippur. Shacharis in the morning. Ma'amidin oisei b'shar mizrach. They stand the Kohen on the gateway, on the mizrach, going into the Azara. Umavirin lefonov, and they pass in front of him Porim, which is the oxen, v'elim, the rams, ukvosim, and the sheep. In order that he should recognize the animals that he's going to have to be doing the avoida with, and he should become accustomed to the avoida. And the truth is, there's one set of animals, or there's one type of animal missing, and that's the goats, the seirim. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. Kol shivas hayomim, for all the 7 days the Kohen Gadol was there, lohoyu moinim mimenu, they did not prevent, they didn't stop him from eating maichol mishta, anything he wanted to eat, anything he wanted to drink, was okay. However, Erev Yom HaKippurim im Chashecha, on Erev Yom Kippur, just before the fast is starting, they didn't let him eat a lot before the onset of the fast of Yom Kippur, because eating a lot will make a person tired, and if he's tired, he'll fall asleep, and a person who falls asleep is more susceptible to becoming Tomei Tumas Keri. And if he becomes Tomei, then on the night of Yom Kippur, he will not be able to do the Avodah the next day. Says the Gemara, Bishlei Moshem HaShochach, we saw in the Mishnah that they told the Kohen Gadol, you read from the Parash in the Torah to become familiar, because maybe you forgot, and maybe you were not learned. So the Gemara says, Bishlei Moshem HaShochach, the fact that they suspected maybe he had forgotten something, L'chaye, that's reasonable, people forget things. Eloshemo lo'ilomad, but to suspect that he's not learnt it at all, mimo'ikminon ki'ai gavna, would they appoint a Kohen Gadol that has not learnt and doesn't know the parashiyos of the avoid of in the Beis HaMikdash? V'otanya, did we not learn in a braisa that the pasuk says, v'ha'kohen ha'godol me'echov, the Kohen Gadol, he was greater than all the other Kohenims, the other brothers. Shayhei Godol Me'echov, he has to be greater and bigger than the other Kohanim, B'koyach, with strength, B'noi, with beauty, B'chochma, with wisdom, or B'oisha, and with wealth. Achirim Oimrim, others say, Minayin Shem Einloi, that if, what's the source, that if he doesn't have riches, She'echov HaKohanim Magdilin Oisai, then the other Kohanim will give him, donate him money from their own money, in order that he should be wealthy. Talmud Lema says in the pasuk, "Va'kohen ha'godil me'echov." The word me'echov doesn't only mean more than his brethren. Rather, it means that he became great due to his brethren. Gidleu mishel echov. He became big. He became great due to the gifts that he had received from the other kohenim. So that's the end of the brisa. But what did we see in the brisa? That the kohen godil has to be greater than all the others with chochma, with wisdom. So how can you suspect that he never learnt the parasha of Acharimos? Omer Rav Yosef answered, Lo Ikashya, Kan B'Mikdash Rishon, Kan B'Mikdash Sheni. We already saw previously that in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim The Kohanim Gedolim, they were Tzadikim, they were Chachomim, and they were supposed to be Kohanim Gedolim. However, during the second Beis HaMikdash, many of the Kohanim Gedolim were actually not proper, they were not supposed to be Kohanim Gedolim, and they just bought their way in, or forced their way in, and or bribed their way in, wherever it may have been, but they got the job, even though they were not suitable. The Omer of Asi, Rav Asi gives one example of this, so the Gemara is giving one example. Rav Asi said, Tarkava de Dinra, which is two trei ukav, which is a measure of half a saw, which is a very large amount, of the dinra, of golden coins. Ailele Marta Baspaisus. Marta Baspaisus was a widow who was very rich, and she had got engaged, we would call it. She was niskadesh to Yeshua ben Gamla. And Yeshua ben Gamla happened to be a tzaddik. He happened to be okay, but they wouldn't have chosen him had she not bribed them to allow her husband, her new husband, to become the Kohen Gadol. So she gave this huge amount of gold coins le Yanai Malka, to Yanai, who was the king, al da'ik made Yeshua ben Gamla b'kane Rabrava, in order to bribe him to appoint her new husband, Yeshua ben Gamla, to be the Kohen Gadol. So you see that it was through money that people became Kohanim Gedolim, and therefore it could well be, probably not in the case of Yeshua ben Gamla, but it could well be there would be other Kohanim that were extremely unlearned. Continues the Gemara. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris, we saw in the Mishnah that in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, they would pass all the korbonis in front of all those animals that were going to be used for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, they passed them in front of the Kohen Gadol. Which animals? Purim, Elim, and Kvosim. The sheep, the rams, and the oxen. Tana, we learnt in the Braisa, Afasi Irim. The Braisa said that also the goats were passed in front of him. Asks the Gemara of Tana Didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, Maitama Leitoni Seirim, why are the Seirim not in the Mishnah? It's clearly not a mistake. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that we did not pass the Seirim in front of the Kohen Gadol. Why would that be the case? Answers the Gemara, Kiven de Al-Chet Ka'osu, since the Seirim are brought to atone for Averis, Chol Shodaite, he's going to become aware of the Averis, it's going to weaken his spirit, and it's not, we want the Kohen Gadol to enter Yom Kippur and to do the Avodah B'Simcha. Asks the Gemara, Yachi Paranami, the Par also Al-Chet Hu Da'osi, it was brought as an atonement for the Averis, so why did they pass the Par in front of him? Answers the Gemara, Par, Kiven de Olov al Echov HaKohenim Hu Da'osi, the Par was atoning for himself and his brethren, the Kohenim. Be'echov HaKohenim, and amongst his brethren, the other Kohenim, Yi'ika Inish Da'osi Be'milso, if there was any risk that, or if it was true that there was any Averus that the other Kohenim had done, Meidu Yodale, then he was very Hamish. He knew exactly what was going on. He would have known if one of the other Kohanim had done an Avera. Umahadur Leibut Shuva, and he would have then gone to that Kohen and encouraged him and helped him do Tshuva. And therefore, he wasn't so worried. However, Bekulu Yisrael Lo Yoda, but he cannot know what's going on amongst all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Seirim that were an atonement for the whole of Klal Yisrael, that would have given him Chalishas Hadas, and therefore was not brought in front of him. The power that was going to atone for those Averis that he was aware of and that he had made them do tshuva already, that would not make him come to Chalishas Hadas. Omar Ravina. Ravina says, Hainu do Amr Inchi, this is what people say, because we just saw now that the Kohen Gadol was familiar with all the Averis that the other Kohenim had done. So people would say, Ibar Achsich, if your nephew is Dailahava, is a police officer, Chazi b'shuka kamei loy tachlif. Make sure not to pass by him when you're in the marketplace, because he knows exactly what your wealth is, he knows exactly where your shortcomings are, and he could just make a case against you in order to take your money from you. And therefore, since he's close by and he knows all about you, be careful. Continues the Gemara. Kol shiva sayomim loy hoyu moinim v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that for the 7 days running up to Yom Kippur, they would allow the Kohen Gadol to eat and drink whatever he wanted. However, just before the onset of the fast, they would make sure that he didn't eat too much. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nakusa Oimer, Ma'achilin oisoi, on Erevim Kippur, they would feed the Kohen Gadol with saltois, with fine flour, or beitzim and eggs, kedele mas masoi, because that loosens the bowels, and that way his system, his digestive system, will be totally cleaned out before Yom Kippur, and that way he will not need to relieve himself during Yom Kippur when he's supposed to be engaged in the Avodah. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kolshkin, you're going to give him the saltois or beitzim, the fine flour and eggs, that's even worse. It can heat up the person, warm up the system, and actually arouse him, and it could ultimately make him become Tomei, make him become Tomas Keri. So those are the last things you'd want to give a Kohen Gadol before the fast. Says the Braise, Tanya Sumchas Omer Mishum Rav Meir, Ein Machilin Oisai, they would not give the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Loi Avi, which is Rosh HaTevis for three food items we're about to see, V'omri Lo, and others said, Loi Avovi. V'yesh Oimrim, Af Lo Yayin Lavon, and others said, even white wine, also not. Now the Gemara explains, Loi Avi, what's Aleph Beis Yud, what are these three food items that the first opinion in the Braisa says, that Rav Meir says in the Braisa, that we do not give the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Loi Esreg, V'loi Beitzim, V'loi Yayin Yoshon, and not old wine. V'omri Lo, Loi Avovi, the other opinion who has an extra base, what's that? So Loi Esreg, that's the same as the first opinion. V'loi Beitzim, the same as the first opinion. The second base is V'loi Bosa Shomin, and not fatty meats. And then V'loi Yayin Yoshon, like the first opinion. V'yesh Oimrim Af Lo Yayin Lovon, Mipnei Shayayin Lovon, maybe it's Adam Lidei Tuma. Drinking white wine could bring a person to become Tomei, and therefore they would not give it to him. Now the Gaon here rubs out the next few words and jumps a line. Elazar ben Pinchas Oimer Meshum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Ein Machilin Oisai Loi Chagvi V'Loi Gavom. Two sets of foods, and not only that, V'Loi Kol Advarim Amivim Leidei Tuma, nor anything else which would bring him to Tuma. The Gemara is soon going to explain what these are. And here the Vilna Gaon adds in a few words, V'Hazov Toile Bohen. Which means that in the same way as the Kohen Gadol, we don't want him to eat anything that those food items could cause him to become Tomei. And a similar concept we find by Zov. Zov is very different to Keri, it's a different type of emission, and there's a lot of halachas, there's a whole Masech Zovin that discusses it, but a person that sees Ziva once just becomes Tomei that day. If he sees Ziva twice, then he only becomes Toyer after waiting a full 7 days where that he is not seeing any emissions. And if he sees three times the Ziva, then he even has to bring a Korban afterwards. But we know that in contrast to Keri, which is even Ba'oinus, it doesn't matter what caused the Keri, he's Tomei Tumas Keri. Regarding Zov, it's not like that. Some of the halachas of Zov, and Rashi says here, regarding the Tumas Shiva, if he sees twice, that means if the second time he sees, which is what makes him into a Zov, and Ula Korban, if he sees three times, that he has to then bring a Korban, there, we're only going to, those halachas will only apply if we have nothing to attribute the Ziva to. But if any of the food items, or anything that he'd done beforehand, could have attributed to the fact that he's a Zov, then he does not become Tomei. He's not got the halachas of a Zov. Regarding the first Re'iyah, that's the same as the Keri, and even if it was Ba'inus. But we don't want to get involved now in all the halachas with Ziva. So, another one of the halachas are that during the week that this Zov has to be completely clean, we don't want him to lose his counting before he can become Tohir by seeing a Ziva, and therefore we don't want him to eat anything which would cause him to, which would arouse him to see a Ziva. So that's the same, similar halachas here, that the same type of foods that we don't give a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, we would not give a Zov, we would not give him a Zov during those weeks, during that week where he's supposed to be clean, and if he ate those items, those foods, before becoming a Zov, of two Re'iyos or three Re'iyos, then we would depend the Ziva and relate it to those food items, and he would not become that level of Tumah. That's just in very short. And the Gemara now explains, Loi Chagvi What is this chagvi that we do not give the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur or the Zav? V'lo cholov, not milk, v'lo gvin, not cheese, v'lo beitz, not eggs, v'lo yayin, not wine. What's v'lo gavam? The gavam is three things. May, grisin, shel pul, the juice of crushed, of pounded beans, ubasar shomin, and fatty meats, umurius, and fish fat. V'lo kola dvarim mevim ledei tuma. What are all the other things that could cause a person to become tomei? Lasuye mai, what's that coming to add on? Lasuye hadutan rabbonon, is to include the following. Chamisha dutan rabbonon, we learned in the braisa, chamisha dvarim mevim es adam ledei tuma. There are five things that bring a person to become tomei. Ve'eluhin, hashum, garlic, v'ashecholim, a type of plant, v'achalagloigois, which is a type of a herb, v'abeitzim, and eggs, v'agargir, and a plant. And besides, we saw in our Mishnah, besides for these food items, any food that he eats a lot of can also make him tomei, and therefore we do not let him eat a lot of any food before Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, now that we mentioned that gargir is one of the foods that could cause a person to become tomei, so the Gemara brings another braisa about the gargir. The pasuk says in Melachim vayetze echod el asode lilakit oireis, that one of them went out to gather oireis. Says the braisa, tonim shmeid reb meir ze gargir. Gargir was also known as oireis. Omer b'yechanan lama nikra shmo oireis. Why is the gargir called oireis? Answers the Gemara, shemi oireis es ayinayim, it lightens up the person's eyes. Omer v'huna. Vuna says, "Amoitzi gargir." If somebody has gargir available, im yochel ochloi oichloi. If he's able to eat it, he should eat it. V'im lav, and if he cannot eat it, mavire al gabeinov, he should pass it over his eyes. So you see that this gargir is beneficial to a person's eyesight; it lightens up his eyes. Omer Rav Papa says, "This is only a gargira mitzrono, which grows on the boundary of the field, on the outskirts of a field." Because if it's in the middle of a field, then all the other plants that are growing around it would have sapped some of its strength. However, those gargir, which is growing on the edge of the field with nothing else around it, they are very strong and they have this ability to improve a person's eyesight. Continues the Gemara, Omer v'gedla marav, achsanoi, some use a guest in some host's house, lo yechal beitzim, he should not eat eggs, v'lo yishan betaliso shel balabais, nor should he sleep in a garment that the balabais is going to use during the day. He should not use it at night, because maybe he'll see some carry, and it's inappropriate if the host is going to become aware of that. Continues the Gemara. And this is all now about added levels of tara. Says the Gemara, Rav ki miklo ledarshish. When Rav came to a place of Darshish, and the Ben Ishchayim, Ben Yoyada explains that we're not allowed to learn this Gemara, we're about to learn in its literal sense. In the place of Darshish, as well as in the place of Shachnetziv, people were not interested in getting married at all. And therefore, Rav and Rav Nachman felt it necessary to arouse them and to get them to be excited about getting married. So when Rav would go to this place, Darshish, then he would machris, he would announce, Man havaliyayma, I'm here for a day. My wife is at home. Is there anybody who's happy to marry me for the day? Tomorrow, when I'm leave town, I'll give a divorce. Rav Nachman kadmiklo l'shachnetziv. When Rav Nachman came to that place, that second place that was lax in this area, then machris, he would announce, Man havel yema, is there anyone here, is there any woman who wants to get married to me for the day whilst I'm here? And obviously this doesn't mean that, like the Ben Ishchai says, it would be terrible to assume this to mean in its basic fashion that they couldn't control themselves for a day. Even the most basic person, you know, his wife doesn't come with him everywhere. And obviously they were trying to do something very great in these two places. Asks the Gemara, V'otani Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Lo yisa odom isha b'medina zu, v'yelich v'yisa isha b'medina acheres. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov says, you shouldn't have a wife in one country, and when you go to another place to marry another wife there, because you might have a child from one wife, and then you'll have a child from another wife, and at some point they're going to meet up, the two children are going to meet up, and not know that they're brothers, that they share the same father. And then it will transpire that a brother and sister are getting married to each other, chas v'shalom. Umamali kol olam kulei mamzerus, and the whole world will be full of mamzerim. V'al zeh nemar, and on this type of practice, the pasuk says, umotlo ha'oretz zimo, that the whole land will be full of immorality. Answers the Gemara, omri rabbonon kol islu. Since these were rabbonon, these were very choshev people, then everybody knew about it. If these wives would have given birth from either Rav or Rav Nachman, everybody would know this is Rav's child, this is Rav Nachman's child, and therefore there will be no risk of them marrying Rav or Rav Nachman's child elsewhere. Asks the Gemara, Va'omar Rava, Rav, did Rava not say that Tavu Holinose, when you propose to a girl, to a woman, to marry her, Venispaisa, and she accepted the offer, she has to first wait 7 days to make sure she's not seeing any blood because of her excitement, dam chimud. So over here, how can you just roll up into a place and say, is anyone want to marry me, and marry them? You need the duration of at least 7 days before to make sure she's not seeing any dam. Answers the Gemara, Rabbonon oiduya have a moidulu. The Rabbonon would make it known a week before they came. Mikadim have a mikadmi umashadrish lucha. Before they arrived, they would send messengers with this announcement saying, I'm going to come to town, does anyone want to marry us? Another explanation could be, they actually didn't have any intentions of actually marrying and having relations with these women. Rather, just to have yichud with them. And that was enough to do what they had to do. And then obviously there would be no issue with a brother and a sister, the question we asked before, because if they don't have relations, if they only have yichud together, obviously they're not going to have any children. And why would they do that? What would be the claim for wanting to marry a woman just for a day if it's just for yichud? You cannot compare somebody who doesn't have any bread in his basket to someone who does. Someone who has no bread in his basket is hungry. Someone who's got bread in his basket, even though he's not eating it, he doesn't feel hungry. Here too, just the virtue of the fact that they have a wife that's nisyached, that's been dedicated to them, and they're doing yichud with her, that's enough that he feels he's got a wife. And therefore, and that was enough to justify this whole, what they were doing. And then Tosfos already comes to town and asks that if it's also to have any relations with them, then what's the paspas alui? And then Tosfos, there's a long Tosfos here, which you can learn inside. But this is a basic reading of the Gemara, and Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Mishnah.